Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
You're listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast cycling edition, and we've got a question in from Catherine today. Dev Leedon, our cycling coach, joins us once again. Dev, question in from Catherine. She's saying, I've just entered the 2017 Old Mutual Joburg to see after doing my first one this year. Well done, Catherine. Fantastic effort. She says she struggled with the switchbacks. There's a couple of stages where there are some crazy switchbacks on Joburg to see. She wants to know, how do you get better at riding them from a technical perspective? What's the best way to attack them?
So I think the only way to get better at switchbacks is to ride more switchbacks. So there's not often a lot of places where we do ride on our typical training rides where we are getting that sort of exposure. I think firstly, get confident with your skills. So if you feel that you might benefit from the various skills clinics that are always available, I think that's always a good idea. Then there's two sort of things in how to tackle the switchbacks itself. So it depends also, are we referring to uphill switchbacks or downhill switchbacks? When we're referring more to climbing and to climbing switchbacks, you typically want to shift the weight over the front wheel a little bit, so you are keeping the weight down and you don't always have that feeling of your front wheel wanting to lift up. But in saying that, it's more shifting the center of gravity than putting too much weight and pressure on the handlebars themselves. Because what tends to happen there is if you do hit a rock or something technical and you've got a lot of weight on the handlebars themselves, it's easy to kick that front wheel out and for you to lose your line that you're riding. And with that is to make sure that you've got a consistent, comfortable cadence that you are riding and you're keeping momentum up the whole time. From a downhill point of view and the tight downhill switchbacks, you obviously want to be shifting your weight backwards over the bike so that to make sure that you don't go over the front. And key here, you're generally going to have a little bit of speed with you. The key here is looking ahead of you the whole time and looking out of the turns. So the term looking out of the turns again is more looking ahead of where you're riding and looking where you want to be exiting the tightens. And use your head and your hips to actually lead your bike and lean the bike. Your head weighs a fair amount, and you will use your head actually to guide the bike in that direction as well. So more importantly, be confident with the skills that you do have, get as much exposure to it as possible, and then at the same time, ride within yourself. So more often than not on these bigger races as well, is you've got a lot of guys coming and putting pressure out behind you. You need to almost drown that out and worry about yourself for your own safety as well. So don't let them put too much pressure that makes you take unnecessary risks on those sort of sessions.
Yep, absolutely. Catherine, best of luck. And sadly, there's no magic pull. It just means getting out there and riding more of them. But on that route to the Old Mutual Joburg to see, who wouldn't want to ride more of those? Sheesh, what an incredible race. Devlin, thank you very much for your time once again here on the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Until next time, from the two of us, cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.